This is a Dog Guide Handlers Australia audio presentation.
This is the 2016 Annual General Meeting for Dog Guide Handlers Australia. Erica, if you don't mind, we're going to do a roll call. We can get one of the roving mics and start with a table.
We'll start with the table that I'm sitting at and we'll go to my left. So I'm Erica Webb from Perth, Western Australia. I'm dogless. And I'm co-secretary of Dog Guide Handlers Australia, and I do their social media.
Hello, I'm Trudy from Melbourne.
Hello, I'm Francois from Melbourne.
Yes. Kevin Murford.
And I was Francois Jacobs. I still am, actually.
Gary Williamson from New Zealand.
Martine Abel Williamson from Auckland in New Zealand.
Nadia Mattiazzo from Melbourne.
Joyce Jones, Toowoomba.
Roger Leal, Adelaide.
Narelle from Sydney.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pudney from Sydney.
Sharon Scott from Orange, New South Wales.
Karen Passmore and Vega from Perth.
Bev Best from the Gold Coast.
Warwick Best from the Gold Coast.
Harry from Melbourne.
That was Harry Vanderjack.
John Barlow from Canberra.
Kathy Egan from Sydney.
Shalal Daniels-Mays from Adelaide.
Craig Gordon from Adelaide.
Jackie Armstrong from Sydney.
Felicity Rogers from Perth.
Penny Rogers and Robbie from Perth.
Kim Fontaine with Umber, who's 2 years and 7 months.
Rowena Dowling from Sunshine Coast, Queensland.
Colin Dowling, Sunshine Coast.
And that's everyone, I think.
And
Patricia Bulcher's come in since we've done this, and she's sitting at Joyce Jones's table.
Thank you. And Greg Manson, Treasurer of Dog Guide Handlers Australia. Thank you, everybody, for coming along today. Just a reminder that for any voting, four members can vote. So thank you for those four members that are in the room. We have quorum. So we can proceed, and I'd like to hand over to the President, Rowena Dowling.
Thank you. Welcome and thanks for those who got up this morning. It's always nice to see half a room full. Okay, it's a pretty brief time frame we have today, so we've made it a brief agenda, and the paperwork for the AGM was circulated to all members, full and associate, prior to the AGM so that we can take the reports as read and just have them approved. Anybody who is not a member and would like to see the annual report and other paperwork, just let me know and I can email them to you, or they are available on the archives page of our website, so you can help yourself from there. Okay, so approval of the annual general report from 2014-15. Is there any apologies? I have an apology from Nicole Damara, Queensland.
And David Franz walked in, and so has Paul Adrian.
I have an apology from Edna Melvin of Melbourne.
Thank you. So approval of the annual general report from 2014. That was circulated. Are there any amendments to that report?
No.
No hands? Okay. Would somebody like to move that report, please?
There's a few people in the room that were at that meeting. Joyce, you were there. Yeah. Nadia? Yep. Nadia, you were there? Thank you. Moved by Joyce, seconded by Nadia. Thank you.
Yeah, moved by Joyce Jones, seconded by Nadia Mattiazzo. And all in favour?
Aye.
Thank you. Passed. Okay, so the approval of the 2015-16 annual report, which has been circulated, included the co-president's report, the social media report, membership report and financial report, which Greg can speak to. I'm happy to take questions. We just are not going to read the report today because of the time frame, but happy to take any questions. Are there any questions about the annual report? Wow.
Okay.
Okay, Greg, would you like to speak to the financial report?
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Ro. Thanks, Rowena. So this is the financial statements for July 2015 through to June 2016. Keep in mind that this is an off-conference year, so we have very little activity as far as finance goes. We've got two accounts. We've got an ANZ account and we've got a PayPal account. So I'll go through those two. On the 1st of July 2015, in the ANZ account, we had $2,128.38. Coming in during the period up to the 30th of June 2016, we had $160 come in, and they were mostly, well, they were all memberships coming in. So that's all we had coming in, and we had also $900 going out of the account, and that was for the deposit for this conference to the hotel here today. And that gave us a balance at the end of that year, $1,388.38. PayPal account, $884.13 starting the year, 1st July 2015. Incoming, we had $20 as a membership. Outgoing, we had $39 for Gravity Forms. That is a plugin we use on the website for doing the online forms, which you would have used during the registration form. That's a yearly license. And PayPal fees of 82 cents. $39.82 went out, which left us with $864.31. So the at the end of the year, we had total balances of $2,252.69. So that was in the account as of 30th of June this year. Since then, just as a note, not part of the report, we've had about $16,000 come in and about $16,000 go out. We were very successful in getting some applications in regard to some grant monies from Seeing Eye Dogs Australia, Guide Dogs Australia, and the Commonwealth Government Disability Conference Initiative, $10,000. So at the moment, all that money is coming in and going out as we run through this conference. So we should end up, I think, just with a rough estimate, probably around about $5,000 in the account once we finish paying all our bills and so forth. I'm happy to take any questions if there is any questions. It's quite a brief little report. As I said, next year is going to be much more advanced given the money's going in and coming out. No questions?
Yep, hang on, we've got questions. And before I do that, Jamie Kelly's joined us from Victoria via Skype.
Welcome, Jamie.
He said thank you. A question from Penny Rogers.
Penny.
I reckon the conference in Sydney will probably be more expensive to run. Will we have enough money for that?
We will attempt to get some grant funding. Hopefully we will apply again for the $10,000 that hopefully will be made available through the National Disability Conference Initiative. And also we'll go to some of our sponsors that have sponsored us in the past and see whether we can get some funding from them.
I'm just noting that conferences are usually self-funding to an extent, which is why we take registration fees to cover the cost. People cover their own accommodation and transport, and that's what our funding through the various dog guide schools and government funding is to help subsidise the cost of that. But yes, it would be more expensive in Sydney, I would suggest, than it is in Adelaide.
Being my first year, do we pay membership each year? Is that what the idea of this is? Or
no, Kim, it's a yearly fee, and the reason behind that is...
Yeah, that's given,
given that, oh, sorry, what did I say? It's not a yearly fee, it's an annual, it's a lifetime fee.
Oh.
So, and the reason we do that is, given that we're all volunteers, it's much resource, less intensive to charge that fee rather than run around and try and get an annual fee from everybody every year.
Right. I wouldn't charge just because I was going to pay it, that was all.
Well, right. You can. I'm happy to take that off. Buy yourself $20 worth of raffle tickets or something similar to that. Always, we're always open to donations if you wanted to donate, so that's always an option for you. And there is places on the website where you can do that. Any other questions?
There's no other hands up in the room.
Okay, I'd like to move that report for acceptance, if I could have somebody do that.
Nadia's got her hand up.
Okay, Nadia, so I'll move it and you can second it. Thank you very much, Nadia. All those in favour? Any against? No. Okay, back to you, Rowena.
Thanks, Greg. I guess that was approving the financial report. We just need to backtrack and also do the same for the President's report. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to move that the 2015-16 President's report is approved. Do I have a seconder? Joyce Jones, thank you for seconding. All in favour? Passed, thank you. Okay, we come to the interesting stage of the conference, which is nominations and elections for the committee. I just would like to take a brief moment to talk about our constitution and to give you all a pep talk about perhaps volunteering for our committee. It is in our constitution that the executive positions are a two-year appointment and that half of the executive positions are vacated each year, so that we don't lose our whole executive in one year and have a new executive coming in with no mentorship. So this year, the executive positions up for nomination are President and Treasurer. I will actually be stepping down as President and we'll be calling for nominations. And I do believe that Craig is happy to continue as Treasurer, but we will be calling for other nominations as well. In the following AGM, the Vice President and Secretary would be up for election. So Nadia as Vice Secretary is happy to continue in that role, and Joyce Jones and Erica Webb as co-secretaries. I would just like to say that we do welcome all members, that's both full and associate members, to elect onto the committee. We do value the input of both full and associate members for the different skills and experiences you can bring. And I really like people to think about it. But just another comment. Last year we had quite a few people nominate for general committee members, and one hasn't attended the whole year and has not been contactable. A couple of others have fallen away, you know, for various reasons. And that's quite fine. I mean, real life does happen. But if you're thinking of nominating for the committee, I just let you know that the commitment is a teleconference once a month. Next year, you'll have a pretty easy time. But the year after, we'll be planning for the following conference. So that's a much more busy time. We usually meet fortnightly. And really, we try to have on the general committee at least one member from each state to be sort of an advocate and representative for that state. So that is how we like to work, and it doesn't always happen. And we are thinking about getting a skills register together of our members so that people have different skills and experiences that they can bring. And if perhaps you may not be interested in nominating to the committee at this stage, but we may be able to call on you for things like when we're planning conferences to help, you know, in other areas. So you may be, you know, a good admin assistant, or you may be good at networking and finding guest speakers, or be good at doing the logistics like finding you know, venues for the conference and things like that. Any skills that you have, we would truly appreciate that. So even if you're not interested in standing for a committee position, we would ask that we will be sending out contact and to all members and just asking you to provide any details that you can have. Having said that, you don't need to have any particular skill or experience to stand on the committee. We do like to mentor all members to, you know, increase your capacity to participate in the organisation. This is a member-driven organisation. And I guess the strength of DGHA is our peer support, and we are, I mean, the association is our members. So I'd really like to encourage you to think about nominating. All general committee positions are declared vacant, and we will be calling for nominations and hoping to get some new interest and new blood as general committee members today. I'd like to thank my co-president, in particular, David Foran, who stepped in to help me in the role last year, and Greg, who's done a fantastic job as treasurer ever since day one. Our secretary, which is a very busy position, so thanks to Joyce, and particularly Erica, who does minutes and social media and monitors our email accounts. They've done a sensational job. And our vice president, Nadia, who's also one of the founding members and has been chairing the organising committee in my absence whilst I've been on Magnetic Island in North Queensland for several months. So I really acknowledge and just thank the committee for all their hard work. We all are volunteers, but we're all very passionate about what Dog Guide Handlers Australia does. And I would like to remain as a general committee member, but not on the executive, so I declare the president and treasurer position vacant, and I would like to call for nominations for the position of president. Do we have any nominations, please?
I would like to nominate Nadia Matiazzo.
Do we have a Greg Madsen nominating Nadia Matiazzo? Do we have a seconder?
Joyce seconds.
Joyce Jones seconding. Nadia, are you prepared to stand?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. That's awesome. Okay. I'll just call again in case there's any other interested people and we might have to have a vote, which would be exciting. So do we have any other nominations for the position of president? Once again, do we have any other nominations for the position of president? Okay, so I'd like to advise that Nadia Matiazzo has been appointed the position of president unopposed. Congratulations. Leaves us in a quandary because now we don't have a vice president. So we might do the treasurer first. So do I have any nominations for the position of treasurer?
I nominate Greg Madsen.
So Nadia Matiazzo nominates Greg Madsen as treasurer. Do we have a seconder, please? So Karen Passmore is seconding Greg Madsen. Greg, are you prepared to stand?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so we just call again. Are there any other nominations for the position of treasurer? And once again, is there any other nominations for the position of treasurer? Okay, so I'd like to announce that Greg Madsen is elected unopposed to the position of treasurer. And thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Okay, this is unconstitutional, but as the position of vice president is now vacant, do we have any nominations for the position of vice president? This is out of the blue, but I'd actually like to nominate Kevin Murphy. Sorry, Kevin, I didn't even discuss it with you, but do we have a seconder?
Nadia
Matiazzo seconding Kevin Murphy. Kevin, are you prepared to stand?
That'll be fine.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, sir. I should have found you last night about that, but thank you. So do we have any other nominations for the position of vice president? And once again, do we have any other nominations for the position of vice president? Okay, so I'd like to announce that Kevin Murphy is elected unopposed to the position of vice president. Many thanks, Kevin. We're glad to have you aboard. That's fantastic to have good leadership and new members. So now we're opening nominations for our general committee members. We have up to 8 committee members, and we do like to try and get a representative from each state of Australia, as we are a national organisation. And I thank the general committee members that have supported us this year, and it is sort of a perpetual nomination for committee members because they do come and go due to real life. And people who have been on the general committee are very welcome to re-nominate. Incidentally, you can nominate yourself. And yeah, I'd really encourage people to think about it. So in that light, do we have any nominations for our general committee members, please?
I'd like to nominate Rowena.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks. So we have Rowena Dowling nominated by Greg Madsen and seconded by Colin Dowling, and I'm prepared to stand. Thank you.
Hang on.
It's Kim Fontaine. I'd just like to represent South Australia if I could. I'm good at fundraising and also organisation skills. So.
It's fantastic, Kim. We're happy to have you aboard. So Kim Fontaine is nominating himself as general committee member. Do we have a seconder?
Erica Webb will second Kim Fontaine.
Thank you, Erica. And, you're elected. Thank you. That's fantastic. We still have another 6 positions, so we'd like to encourage others from other states or even the same state if you wish to nominate. Are there any further nominations for general committee members? And please remember that we do welcome our associate members as well.
I've got 2 hands up. One's Nadia and the other one's Roger Leal. So I'm going to go to Nadia because she's closer.
I'd like to nominate Jamie Kelly from Melbourne.
I have to get back to my phone to find out if he acknowledges that.
Jamie, we're just getting Erica back to the phone, but are you willing to stand?
He said, yes, I'm happy to stand.
Thanks, Jamie. So do we have a seconder, please, for
yes,
Jamie Kelly?
I'll second Jamie's nomination.
So Greg Madsen is seconding Jamie Kelly. So welcome back, Jamie. We're pleased to have you back with us. Thank you.
As I make my way to Roger Leal, I'd also like to acknowledge that Pam Barris entered the room a while ago, and she's from Perth, Western Australia.
I'd like to put myself up. I've got experience in a variety of organisations and I can always shed stir.
Fantastic. So we have Roger Leal, is it? Sorry if I pronounce it wrong, nominating himself. Is there a seconder, please?
Nadia's seconding him, yes?
Thank you, Nadia. So welcome, Roger. We're delighted to have you and your skills aboard. Thank you. And we might have one more call, I think. We've still got a few positions. If you think afterwards that you would like to contribute, feel free to contact us at dgha@dgha.org.au and say you're interested.
Bev Best nominating Warwick Best.
Great. Okay. And Warwick, are you prepared to stand?
Yes, I'll stand.
Thank you. And can we have a seconder, please?
I'll second Warwick.
Thanks.
Greg Madsen.
So, Warwick Best from Queensland, welcome aboard. Thank you. Do we have any further nominations?
Warwick had his hand up. Hang on.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Bev Best.
Bev, are you prepared to stand?
I didn't ask what day is the teleconference?
It's negotiable, but okay. We have been doing it on the third Thursday of the month, but we negotiate that between committee members depending on availability. It's usually an evening teleconference.
Yeah, that should work. Thank you.
Thanks, Bev. Do we have a seconder for Bev, please?
Joyce Jones is seconding for Bev Best.
Thanks, Joyce, and thanks, Bev, from Queensland. Welcome again. Thank you. Okay, so we might wrap it up there, but we do always welcome any of our fuller associate members, and we do still have some vacant positions, so if anyone is interested in joining us, please just let us know. But like to again thank the outgoing committee members and warmly welcome the incoming committee members. We're always happy to have new members and new experience and new ideas, so I look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Just for the recording, Rowan, I might just summarise that. And we have Nadia Matteo as President, Kevin Murphitt as Vice President, Greg Madsen as Treasurer, Joyce Jones as Secretary, and General Committee Members Rowena Dowling, Kim Fontaine, Roger Leem, Bev and Warwick Best as General Committee Members, and I think I got them all.
And Erica Webb as co-secretary.
Erica Webb as co-secretary.
And Jamie on the
Jamie
phone.
Kelly,
on
sorry,
Skype.
Jamie.
So we might be co-opting a couple. Beware, but thank you all. And finally, is there any other business?
Yeah, it's Karen Passmore here. Someone mentioned to me last night that there's very little publicity about dog guide handlers, and I wondered whether perhaps we could have a summary of the convention this weekend and put it in, say, Soundabout or something like that that will get out to the most number of members, and any other ideas of where it can go, maybe through Dog Guide Association, so they can send it out to their membership.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. We do appreciate any publicity. We do pretty well with our publicity. The conference here has been advertised several times on Radio 5RPH in Adelaide with different interviews. Nadia has also, I think, done some radio interviews. It was advertised to all dog guide handlers in Queensland through Guide Dogs Queensland, which we thank them for. We do encourage the dog guide schools to advertise where possible and for instructors to mention to particularly new dog guide handlers when they're training that we do exist. We are not affiliated with any dog guide or assistance dog school. We're independent. And I think a lot of instructors do that. I think our profile is growing, and certainly the audio is available from our website after conferences, and Erica does a great job of promoting us through social media as well, which really shares the message probably better than anything, I think. But yeah, we appreciate any opportunity to promote ourselves. And just out of interest, which I should have mentioned yesterday and I didn't, the current membership is just a couple short of 100 at the moment, which is full and associate members. And Paul Adrian informs me that there's a guesstimation of about 700 dog guide handlers in Australia. So, you know, we're doing okay. We had about 89 members when we first started because we didn't charge a membership fee. And once we charged a membership fee, we lost nearly everybody. And that was an annual fee, so it's now been approved that we just have that lifetime fee. And each time we have a conference, this being the second one, we do, promote ourselves and gain new members, which is great, and I hope that we'll grow onto bigger and better things. So we, have nearly 100 members, and we're probably going to give a prize to our 100th member. So
I told Jane Richardson last night
Rowena, can I just jump in there? Just as an update regarding the funding assistance that we received, gratefully received from both Seeing Eye Dogs Australia and Guide Dogs Australia, I'm aware that those expressions of interest for funding were circulated through many of the handlers. And just as an aside, we had enough money from Seeing Eye Dogs Australia to cover funding for 3 people. We actually got, I think, 12 applications from just CEDA clients, which was amazing, and from all over Australia, which was just, I was blown away by it. So there clearly is a need for people to participate in an organisation like this. Fortunately, we got some federal funding, so those people that didn't get the the main bulk of the funding, we're able to have some other funding from our Commonwealth funding. So pretty much we funded, I think, about 18 people to come to the conference just from the funding efforts that had been made. So I'd like to congratulate the committee and the people that put in the submissions to all our funding that we received.
And it's Erica here. I'd also like to thank the Royal Society for the Blind, who promoted it through their clients and users. That's where most of the South Australians that are in the room had heard about it from. And Greg, how many members are we up to?
We had a new member last night. I think that brings us up to 96. So it is possible, if there are people in the room that aren't members that would like to become members, they could be the 100th member.
And Kim Fontaine's got his hand up. Brand new committee member, Kim Fontaine.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that Guide Dogs SANT also promoted it very well. And myself was, I go on 5AA radio here in Adelaide, and I promoted it probably about six times prior to this concert after I had spoken to Erica for the first time. So it has got out in Adelaide. So I think it was just a bit, a few people, a bit short notice for the money, that was all. So.
That's great. So it's just before we close, is there any other comments or any other business?
Joyce has her hand up, and I'll bring you the microphone.
Most of the people that I meet up with in Blind Citizens Australia and Guide Dogs are getting on a bit, and we're very worried about the fact that young people tend not to join up. And a proposal I intend to put to BCA and to this organisation is that we get a list of all the tertiary institutions in Australia, all the technical and further education institutions and the universities, and see if we can't put articles in their publications, because there are many, many young people at university with dog guides, and I thought that we might try to canvass that area outside the service provision sector to see if we can't get new members and try to push the responsibility thing, that it's not right that people should avail themselves of the benefits that workers like we are who campaign to get these benefits. It's not right that they should just take them and not put something in return. And I just thought it'd be a good idea as a project for dog guide handlers and BCA jointly to see if we can't recruit new members through these tertiary institution publications.
Yeah, thanks, Joyce. And that brings me back to the session we had yesterday, emerging trends and techniques, and that dog guide schools are dropping their age for application for a dog from 16 to 14. Our constitution actually requires full members to be 18 or over. Part of the new committee's role will be looking at revising our constitution again to meet with the changes in legislation, and we would be thinking of dropping the age of full membership to 16 or perhaps even 14, as I was saying yesterday. So we do need to look at that as a committee. I'd like to flag that. And yeah, definitely the future of any organisation is in promoting it to younger members. So thank you, Joyce.
Rowena, can I just jump in there? We've got a feedback session just towards the end of today's program, so we'll add that to the list of feedback and take that on board.
I've got a final comment, if I may, Rowena, in the last couple of minutes, and that is the website is one of our primary vehicles for information, both going in and going out. It's not our only one, of course. We accept submissions in any format. But if people are using that website and they find that there's something that they were looking for that they couldn't find, if they could let us know, we'll make sure that's available. And on the website's usability and accessibility, that would also be useful information.
And Romina, can I jump in to say that Penny Stevenson is either a late arrival for the AGM or an early arrival for the next session?
Thanks for joining us, Penny.
And we've done Patricia Bolch, but she's got her hand up.
Okay, last item.
Yep.
Thank you.
I'd just like to say a very big thank you to everyone. I was a recipient of some funding which helped me. I've found the conference extremely interesting, and it's great that you don't feel so isolated, and that there are other people around who have got guide dogs and have similar experiences as myself. Mm. So all the best to everybody and well done.
Thank you.
And Jason from Guide Dogs Queensland has also joined us for the end of the AGM or the beginning of the next session.
Thanks, Jason. I'm just declare the AGM closed, and we look forward to a very exciting program today with our guest speakers and some interesting, informative, and probably a little contentious sessions today. So thank you all, and we'll see you same time next year.
This has been a Dog Guide Handlers Australia audio presentation. If you would like further information on Dog Guide Handlers Australia or like to listen to further audio, please go to our website www.dgha.org.au. Thank you. Do you always have to have the last word?